not mess on this earth. The love of God. Did you hear me say? You hear it or you're silencing. God says to the children of Israel, to you and I as well, I've always loved you. You'll never look one day at God and say, you didn't love me. You'll never say that. You shouldn't get practicing like that now down here. Amen. Say. And I'm speaking from experience. Instead of hearing God express His love for them, the children of Israel and many ever since have been doing it. They silence it by doing what? By doing what? We do it all the time. How did you let this happen? Why did you let this happen? If you're God, if you would have really been a God six times. God didn't pull the trigger when my mother was murdered. An evil man did that. God didn't kill those kids on the other coast this week. An evil man did that. Evil. Can you say evil?
Evil.
It's what it is. It takes Jesus to fix evil. I'm going to tell you that right now. It really does. And even after He does that and comes into our life, it's still trouble because we still got this flesh hanging on to us. Amen? Say. So they questioned it. They said, where even have you loved us? Do you hear God's love or do you question it? That was last week's message. And I've got about 10 minutes. Love. Hear it or silence it. Let's push the envelope. Let's book of Malachi. Love. Love. Say that with me. No. Quit. In. Love. One more time. No. Quit. In. Love. There's no quit in love. God didn't quit. I have a relationship with God. It's funny, we don't see Him so we can tell everybody, oh yeah, me and God, we cool. But see, you and the wife, we see. And we see how you are with your children. And so you can't play that game in front of us because we see it. But with God, you can pull the wool. Because see, we can't see how your relationship is with God. And you can't see how my relationship is with God. And that's why we think I can go to church one time a year, I can a buck in the offering plate, and me and God, we good. See, I don't need church. I can go by the beach. I can look at a tree. I can do whatever. Me and God, good. Try that in any other relationship, and you won't have a relationship with that person. But see, God and I are cool. See, He rubber stamps everything I do, man. See, we're good. You're not good. You're lost is what you are. You don't have a relationship with God. That's strong, isn't it? Look at the Bible, though. Not me. Listen, if you want a relationship with God, I'm not saying you earn His love. No, He loves you flat out. But if you want a relationship with Him, you're going to have to confront neglect, laziness, and selfishness. Ooh. Jerry was so nice, and now Gary rhymes with Jerry, but Jerry's nice and Gary ain't. Back to Malachi. God says a son honors his father, a servant his master. If I then be a father, where's my honor? If I be a master, where's my fear, God says the Lord of hosts. O priest, talking to the preachers. O you that despise my name, talking to the priest. And you say, where have we despised you? We try to play that game with God. God says, well, you offer polluted bread upon my altar. And you say, wherein have we offered polluted bread? And that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. We say that about church. We say that about the things of God so often. Who needs it? If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is that not evil? They were offered just lame old mess, things that were pitiful, cheap mess to God at the sacrifice. That's what the children of Israel were doing. But they thought they were having a relationship with God. Did we check the math on that? Did we understand that? You offer the lame and the sick. Is that not evil, God says? Offer it to the governor. See how he'll do. Invite the governor over and see if he eat that crap. Excuse my language. Will he be pleased with you or accept you, says the Lord? Boy, this is strong, isn't it? And it's all about love. Boy, how different our home would be if we thought this way. Yes or no? Well, I told you I loved you when I married you, and if I change my mind, I'll tell you. That's how we are with God. I told you last Christmas. Guys, come on, man. Yes or no? Amen? At Fellowship, we say we love Jesus and we love people. It's more than a slogan. It takes effort. It takes action to love the Lord. Amen or oh me. So often, that it is tough during those difficult times to say I love the Lord instead of blaming Him. So number one, the children of Israel, what did they say? I don't care. Neglect says I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It's a lack of respect to God. It's a form of despising, God says. When we have a neglect in our relationship with the Lord, we just think it's no big deal sometimes. God says, you despise me. You try that at the house, you have no relationship with the husband or the wife, and I guarantee it, the one who you're really cold to thinks you despise them. You hear me or not? But see, God's ethereal and He's spooky and He's spirit, so we don't think about it. You better think about it. You're going to hear this message today on love, and you're going to hear it, or you're going to silence it. This could be the very thing that could kick you square in the tail where you need to be kicked. Amen or amen? Tough today. Valentine's week. What did he eat this week? Too much ice cream. I'm just telling you. I eat ice cream like a fool. I tell the lady at the Publix store, ma'am, I don't drink, but I do ice cream. And I'm probably going to get to heaven early. And God's going to say, you didn't drink, but you here early because you ate way too much of that stuff right there. So pray for me. Anyway, God said it's a pollution. It's a pollution. It's contemptible. Neglect is contemptible. It's a defiance based on someone feeling they're superior. When we neglect our relationship with God, in essence, we are saying, God, we are superior to you. You came and you love us, but see, we don't do for you and we don't have a relationship with you because you know what? We don't need you. That's tough, isn't it? That's how God views it. This is right from the Bible. And God says, try that on the governor or the judge. Go before the judge with your court case. And you give off that attitude to the judge that you could give a rip about what he's about to say. You don't care about him. You despise him. I don't think the verdict's going to work out too good for you. Amen or oh me. We go to the judge. We want to have mercy. Yes or no? We even put our best clothes on and wash our hair and face. And hello. Can you tell I've been there? Anyway, no. He won't be pleased. He won't accept you. He'll hold you in contempt of court. And God says, because of your neglect, I hold you in contempt. He's talking to the priest. He's talking to people that were so-called believers. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for nothing. I have no pleasure in you, God says. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. At Fellowship, we say, if you can't give cheerfully, what? Because God's not accepting it. Why would I? I thought, wonder how much money we could have raised if I would have guilted people into giving over the years or promised you a miracle. Well, we see them on TV make gazillions, don't we? Well, this is why we don't. Yes or no? We want our gifts to go to the Lord and be received by God that says, thank you. This relationship is two-way. Yes or no? Amen? Neglect is disrespect to God. Neglect is a pollution to anyone we say we love. You neglect your children, you're polluting that relationship. You neglect your wife or your husband, you're polluting that relationship. You don't think you are, but you are. What happened? I can't understand what happened. I'm going to tell you something. Something happened. Amen. Neglect silences love, guys. Number two. This is rough, Jerry. Even Jerry's sweating. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. But you've profaned my name, in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, the fruit thereof, even as meat is contemptible. You say, what a weariness it is. What a weariness it is to serve the Lord and to give and to do for Him. You've snuffed at it, God says the Lord of hosts, and you brought that which was torn, the lame, the sick, We're talking about offering. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this in your hand, says the Lord? Should I accept that? Malachi 3, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, where have we spoken so much against you, God? You've said it's vain to serve God. What profit is it that we've kept His ordinance, that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Oh, God's got a record of everything we've said and ever done. You don't want to say, when did we do? Don't do that with Him. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Amen. We do that with the wife and the husband sometimes. When did I do that? And they might have forgot. He don't forget. Amen. Say. Number two, you want to silence love? Neglect God. You want to silence the love of God in your heart? Be lazy. You know what laziness says? Say it with me. I don't do. I don't do. You can tell these are my words, can't you? I don't care, and I don't do. How about if I just sit here and you just serve me, Jesus? Try that on the wife and the husband. Quite frankly, a lot of you probably do it that way. You want your marriage to get better in a heartbeat? Listen to this message today. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Flat out. Laziness. What is it? A lack of serving, a lack of sincerity. This is what the Bible says. Not me. Doing very little, but expecting what? Boy, we get sick. I watch our presidents, present and past. But it's funny how spiritual they get when something goes bad. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? They'd be quoting the Bible. They'd be falling all over themselves. You're not going to get America great again by keeping Jesus pushed out. I could care less what people say. Talk about Jesus, politicians. Talk about Him. Talk about your relationship with Him. But make sure you're not playing games and joking people. I'm telling you what, God is waiting for that. Amen? I know I'm late, buddy. I'm sorry. Laziness is a half-hearted, pitiful effort. That's what laziness is. Don't we know that? Yes or no? God screams to us His love. I love you. My son carried a heavy load for you, like Jerry sang. He's screaming, I love you. You're all sinners, but I'll forgive you. He screams it at us. And we silence Him with insincere and half-hearted what? This is the book of Malachi. Tough book, last one in the Old Testament. By the way, they didn't respond to Him. And for 400 years, they didn't hear another word from Him. You want to silence God? This is the way to do it. If you'll not hear, if you'll not lay it to heart and give glory unto My name, says the Lord of hosts, I'll even send a curse on you. I'll curse your blessings. Yea, I've cursed them already because you didn't lay it to heart. I don't want the cursing of God on my life. I want His blessing on my life. Behold, I'll corrupt your seed and spread. Look at this. In case you think I got tough language, you ought to read the Bible. And I'll spread dung upon your face. Since we don't use the word dung, there's a lot of other words I could use. The word is crap. Even the crap of your solemn feast, and one's going to take it away with it. God says, look, I'm not playing games here. I love you. It's not me that has the problem, God says. I love you. I simply say this, you cannot come to me unless you believe in me. You must believe in me and you must respect me. If you disrespect me and think you can go hug a tree or hug up some fat fellow named Buddha and somehow get your sins forgiven, I'm going to tell you something, you're disrespectful. Try to make your marriage better by going and catting around with another woman and come home and tell her, man, our marriage is great because I've been hugging up with some other woman tonight. I hope she pops you square in the mouth and some of your teeth get knocked out. You hear me? And then she backs over you with the car. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how we won't respect? You know where we got that from? Him. I want respect because I'm made in the image of God who says, give me respect. Y'all hear me today? I got to quit, Raj. The last one is this, and I just got to give the point, Raj. Here's the point. Well, a man robbed God, yet you've robbed me, says the Lord. You say, wherein have I robbed you? Well, you robbed me of tithes and offerings. God says, you cursed with a curse. Preachers preach just to try to get a lot of money. I don't. I try to preach it the way it's said. This is all talking, that last part of Malachi is talking about selfishness. I don't give. God says, look, if you're neglectful in my relationship, if you're lazy in your relationship with me and you don't give to me, listen. It's not going to work out as good as it could between you and me. Amen? And the beautiful thing is in a relationship, when you give one to another cheerfully, yes or no? Is that the best relationship, yes or no? Or you gotta plan it, you gotta manipulate it just to get it. That's not a good relationship. A relationship is two-way, man. I'm not saying all of us are there. We're not. It takes work. But that's the way it is with God. Just because you don't see Him, He is. That's what He told. He said, tell Him, I am sent you. Amen. That's who He is. Selfishness steals. When we're selfish, we steal from a relationship. You're stealing instead of banking in that relationship. You understand that or no? Selfishness silences love. So three things, and I got to quit, Raj. I think we got the point. What silences love? Number one, neglect. I don't care. Laziness. I don't do. Selfishness. I don't give. Now God says, try that on the governor or the judge. I say, try that on your husband or your wife or your children. See how it gets you. Amen? The message, though, God wants for all of us to have is like, this is God talking to us saying, guys, I love you. Can you hear me? And don't you want better hearing? We go to the ear doctor. We want the hearing aid. Give me that latest, greatest thing. God says, you want to hear me? Care about me. You want to hear me? Do for me. Get out there and serve me and serve and be that light in your world. You want to hear my love for you? Give. God says, I'm fine. Give to others. Did y'all hear the message? Let's thank the Lord for His word. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and get up on our feet.